on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Snarly, gotta cut you down.
Go tell. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Coming to you statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made yesterday. We're going to start with a bunch of primaries around the country. Bunch of primaries. It was primary Tuesday in a lot of areas in the country. Arizona, Missouri, Michigan, state of Washington. We get into all of that. Next Tuesday, August 9, is primary day in Wisconsin. Well, let's get to the biggest story of yesterday, and that is the abortion referendum in Kansas. Now, Kansas is a red state presently. Everybody thinks, oh, it always has been. Well, no, it hasn't always has been. Back in the 1890s, Kansas was what would be called a radical progressive state. Remember the Kansas-Nebraska Act leading up to the Civil War? Kansas would not tolerate slavery. Then in the modern era, they have started to become very right-wing, and everybody assumed that they would all vote in a referendum to outlaw abortion in Kansas. That did not happen. That did not happen. By a vote of 68 to 32, that's percent now, and that's with about 80% of the vote in, so it could wiggle around a few points. But around 68-32, in a massive shift, Kansas rejected a proposition, a referendum, that would have said that there is no right to an abortion under the Kansas Constitution. What's that all about? The Kansas Supreme Court a few years ago issued a decision in which they said that the Kansas Constitution contains a right to an abortion. And at the time, people sort of shrugged because Roe v. Wade was still in effect. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, the Republicans decided that they were going to put a referendum on the ballot to change the Kansas Constitution and to say that it does not contain a right to an abortion. And that referendum is what lost 68-32%. In Republican counties, in Republican areas all around the state, didn't matter. People rejected that resolution. Now, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. One of them was, this was a partisan primary. In Kansas, you have to register in a party to vote in a primary. So in Wisconsin, for instance, we are an open primary state. You can only vote in one primary, but you can pick whatever ballot you want, Republican or Democrat, and nobody keeps track of it. Nobody cares. Nobody asks you. So you can go back and forth, not in the same election, but from year to year. That's not true in Kansas. It's not true in a lot of states in the country. You have to register with a party just like you have to register to vote. There are 500,000 voters in Kansas who are unregistered. That means they can't vote in primaries. They can't vote in primaries. 500,000. But they were permitted to vote in this referendum to make it legal under the Kansas Constitution. I suspect these are independents, that they are overwhelmingly moderate, in many cases Democrats. Why do I say that? Because Kansas has a Democratic governor, Kelly. And they like her. And how does she get elected? Because in the general election, there's no registration by party. You just go in. You just flat out go in, and that's the way it's done. And that's what happened here. So it's a little, I think, misleading to say, well, there were tons of Republicans who voted for it, but there were many. There's no question about that. There were many, especially in the suburbs, in the larger counties. The other little wrinkle about it, this is a little wrinkle in Kansas, is that in Kansas, there were people putting out false word about what the referendum meant. Go online and read the referendum. Even I, reading it at first, you would think that the yes vote, and by the way, the yes vote was the vote to change the Kansas Constitution and make abortion illegal. A no vote was to not change it and keep abortion legal. But a number of Republican groups just put out fake word on social media saying vote yes to protect children and women and give you the choice on an abortion. And that was false. A yes vote was exactly the contrary. The other thing is the wording of it was so mushy and really so misleading that when you first read about it, the resolution, remember, yes is to outlaw abortion, would be, we must protect women and children, and, you know, it sounds very good. Nevertheless, that got around. People didn't like that sort of sneakiness. And I'll throw an idea out. I'm not seeing it anywhere else. Maybe it's, I'm correct, maybe I'm not. But when you put word out on social media that the yes vote is to protect the right to abortion, I wonder how many people who were opposed to abortion voted no, thinking that that's the way to get their view across. So when you do something sneaky like that, I think it can kick back both ways. I think it can kick back both ways. Now, where do we go from there? Well, that sends a signal around the country, in my opinion, that sends a signal around the country that people, if Kansas is going to vote to keep the right to an abortion, remember all that the Dobbs case did when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And by the way, that it was a 5-4 decision. Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote. And she, in my opinion, was illegitimately appointed. She was appointed during the lame duck by a president who lost. And she was voted in by senators who were not going to be in the Senate several months later. And what they ended up doing, and that they may do in October with this North Carolina case we've been talking about, is change the Constitution, and in the North Carolina case, maybe even change the ability to interpret the Constitution and leave it to gerrymandered state legislators on a 5-4 vote with people who, at least one, who in my view is illegitimately confirmed. I don't think people are going to tolerate that, but the sly thing about the decision, it didn't say you have a right to abortion or not. It just said it's up to the states. But when Kansas, in a popular referendum vote, says that you do, that's going to send a signal. And frankly, I think it's going to send a signal in the midterm elections. Now, let's get to some of the other elections. There were a lot of contentious elections in primaries around the country. We're going to get to as many as we can in this segment and the rest in another segment. Donald Trump stuck his nose in a lot of primary elections. He stuck his nose in a lot of primary elections. In Arizona, he swept the table. Unfortunately, Kari Lake, this is his endorsed candidate for governor. She's the one. She's a former news anchor from Phoenix, very attractive woman. And much like, the Duchess of Foxconn and Kim Reynolds and some of these other governors around the country, she said, quote, President Biden is illegitimate because he lost the election. He shouldn't be in the White House, end quote. This is what she said. She was 9,000 votes ahead to be the Republican nominee with about 80% of the vote counted this morning. Mark Fincham, the Republican Secretary of State candidate, also endorsed by Trump, with ties to Oath Keepers. And this is a guy who won't certify any Democrat. He won. He's going to be their Secretary of State nominee, Republican. This guy named Blake Masters, who's really bad news. His only support really is Peter Thiel, the libertarian. He calls himself billionaire. And this guy said that one third of the people of the rioters outside the Capitol on January 6th were actually FBI agents. That's what he said. And he won. He's the Republican nominee for the Senate against Mark Kelly. He also said that gun violence was the fault, quote, of black people, end quote. This guy is truly bad news. Truly bad news. It's essential that Mark Kelly beat him. Pay attention. Support Mark Kelly. Send him a contribution. Do you remember that sad sack, Rusty Bowers? He testified at the January 6th commission hearing. Trump endorsed somebody against him. Rusty Bowers lost. He's an incumbent state senator, but he's not going to be the nominee to succeed himself. I will say Rusty Bowers is a sad sack. He's bad news. He waffled back and forth, and he said, well, I'd still vote for Trump. Now I won't. He was the epitome of weakness. I can see where a lot of people would not want Rusty Bowers representing them. I would not. However, I have no idea who the guy was whom Trump endorsed against him. But since he endorsed Mark Fincham, Carrie Lake, and Blake Masters, I would say that the guy's bad news or the woman's bad news, whoever it is. But Trump swept the table in Arizona. Keep that in mind. There's no disputing that. Blake Masters will be the Republican nominee for Senate. Mark Fincham will be the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. And Carrie Lake, and when I went on the air just now, was up by 9,000 votes with about 80,000 or 80% of the votes cast. There's another election that was a shame, a pity. Peter Myers, Congress, voted to impeach Trump in Michigan, lost a guy named Gibbs, whom Trump had endorsed. This was a travesty. This was a travesty. This guy, Myers, is a very good guy. And you know something? The Democratic Party is partly to blame. The Democratic Party put money in to get Gibbs to beat Meyer on the theory that Gibbs is a strange hack and we can beat him. We may not beat him, and he may end up in the Congress, and we're going to put in an election denier. That Democratic strategy was wrong. It's sick. It's immoral. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta...